To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. We are sponsored this segment by HelloFresh.com/Carrie. You wouldn't know it from the weather around the country in many places, but spring is almost here. And we're eager to help you all start digging into new flavors, maybe digging out as well, with HelloFresh.com/Carrie. Not only does HelloFresh deliver great tasting recipes right to your door, their new dietitian win options with less than 700 calories make it easier than ever to stay on track with daily wellness goals. Or if you're looking to power up with protein, simply choose HelloFresh's new protein smart recipes like one-pot pork and bean chili or creamy Dijon dill chicken. Sounds good. They feature 30 grams or more protein per serving. If you want to eat well without the hassle, this is the perfect service for you. HelloFresh delivers pre-proportioned ingredients that cut down on prep time and food waste and save extra trips to the grocery store. And since their produce travels from the farm directly to your doorstep in less than 7 days, you'll know what you're eating is fresh. So why not taste for yourself? Sign up today to save 60% plus free shipping with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at HelloFresh.com/CARRY, or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, food and travel have long been closely linked. Our forefathers traveled to hunt for sustenance or to find a climate that favored crops. Today, a few people travel mainly for food. Americans go to Italy or France or Thailand. Some affluent folks want to dine in every three-star Michelin restaurant in the world. Our next guest set out on a very different quest, and David Moskow stars in our Right Stuff segment today with a book he wrote with his dad, John, called From Scratch. The subtitle describes it all: adventures in harvesting, hunting, fishing, and foraging on a fragile planet. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention an interesting footnote to his professional showbiz bio. He made his feature film debut when he was only 13. He starred as the young Tom Hanks in the movie Big. David, welcome to the show. Your book covers a whole lot of cultures, but what first piqued your interest in learning about indigenous foods and the cultures that highlight them?
Wow. Well, thank you for having me. Wow, jump right in. So one of the interesting things about America is that you travel around and you can get Italian, you can get Chinese, you can get sushi, but there aren't very many Native American restaurants. And I thought that was super strange, that, you know, it's one of the few places that the Native culture's food doesn't really, you know, exist in restaurants here. So I wanted to dive into that, and there's a chapter in the book on this four-corner potato in Utah, which is probably the oldest domesticated plant in the United States. It is the oldest potato in the world versus all of the many ones that come from Peru. That's all the potatoes we know are descended from Peruvian potatoes. So we went and made a dish in Park City, Utah, using this what is a foundational ingredient for the Diné, who the Spanish call the Navajo. And it's an awesome little potato. It's the size of a marble, tastes like, if you took a big potato and put it into that size, that's how much flavor it has.
Well, what sets your book, which I'll repeat the title, it's called From Scratch, what sets it apart from others is you didn't just travel to the U.S. You went to Europe, Asia, and Africa, not necessarily to dine at restaurants to sample local cuisines. You went out there and prowled around forests for mushrooms. You dove for octopus, cod, and scallops in places as disparate as Sardinia and Iceland. I mean, you went to the restaurants, tasted the food, and then wanted to go find out the source, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of books and shows about cooks who go out and try different foods, but I thought it was interesting about where the foods come from. So this book, and there's actually a TV show that's attached to it called From Scratch as well. And so this is really about the 6 months before the meal gets to your table. Mm-hmm. So this is about all the food producers who work insanely hard. It's about the expertise. It's about the danger. I mean, I don't know if people know this, but the most dangerous career in the world is a fisherman. More fishermen die in the world than any other profession.
Yeah, what went wrong on your dive in Sardinia?
Oh, my gosh.
If you can keep it short.
Yeah, I was going for octopus. We couldn't find any, so we pivoted to this. Sardinians eat this sea anemone called the sea tomato, and there are cliffs in coves on the side of they're at the waterline, really. So I went over there. Thank goodness I was with a championship free diver, and we were digging these. They look like little cherry tomatoes, but they're sea anemones out of the wall. And then suddenly in our cove, all the water drained out, and we looked at each other because we knew what was coming. And it was a huge set of waves that, you know, took me under. And if this guy like dove under, he unlocked my, I had a weight belt because we had been scuba diving, and then he literally bulldozed me out of this cove. And when I got back to the boat, my crew was there. They had been filming it, and everyone was like, "Wow!" They gave me an ovation. They were like, "That looked incredible."
Yeah, they love that stuff. Like, the crews, yeah, great.
I looked at this guy, and we were very quiet on the ride home.
Now in Italy, you wanted mozzarella for a pizza. Is it difficult to milk a water buffalo?
Yeah, they're a number of farmers get stomped on every year. They die from the buffaloes, and they're very grumpy. They give less milk than a cow, and so that's why it has more fat. It's got more protein, and it's less milk in general. So so that's why it's so expensive. And they have to treat them really, really nice. The cows won't give milk if they're stressed. So they play Mozart, and they have these roller massagers while they're there. So yeah, I went and milked it, and then I made some buffalo mozzarella, and then that Italian one, the pizza episode, was, I mean, who, you can't beat pizza.
Well, each chapter in the book is on a different region and a different food. David Moskow is the author, along with his father, John. The book is called From Scratch, and you can find more about it on the website, their website, discoverfromscratch.com. That's all one word, discoverfromscratch.com. David, hats off to you and to your TV series, also called From Scratch. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.